Thank you for turning in to another episode of Dreaded Terror. I am your host, Gorleone. Today we're going to be going ahead and reviewing the 2017 movie It. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb, maybe get some hatred towards it, but I definitely will say that I like this It movie compared to the miniseries that came out, you know, in the 90s. Now, granted, I still have love for that movie, but as far as movies just go, I would say the 2017 version is better. Now, if you haven't seen the original or the new one, I'm sorry, but there are spoilers ahead. But yeah, I just really like the way the story went. You know, it goes more in depth with, you know, the Losers Club than what the first one did, even though, you know, they did explain a good bit in the first one, the original one. But this movie wasn't, you know, back and forth with being a kid and then being an adult and a kid and an adult. This one just primarily focused on them being kids. Now, It Chapter 2, that comes out September 6th, I believe, of, you know, this year, 2019. Now it focuses on them with being adults, but I do think, like, the original will have flashbacks to them being kids, but it won't, I don't think it would be, you know, just focused on the kids as much this time around. But, yeah, as far as the 2017 version goes, I thought it was great. You know, they got Finn Wolfhard, you know, who plays in Stranger Things, which I will eventually do a review on 1, 2, 3 seasons of it. But, you know, the cast is great. I like who they're casting as these new, the adult versions of these characters. I thought they did a very good job on that. But yeah, I thought overall good acting, even though, you know, some of these kids you've never really seen in anything else, and for them being like one of their first major picture roles, you know, I thought they did a great job. It's got some dark stuff in there, you know, like, especially with Beverly, with, you know, her father having the very rapish vibe, you know, towards her, saying, "Are you still my little girl?" And, you know, it's very awkward at most points when you see the father, just to know that they have a dark past. You can obviously tell that it's eating Beverly up. And then the rest of the cast is great. The only thing I thought they could have changed, like, I give the movie a 10 out of 10, thought it was great, but the only thing is the Scooby-Doo voice, like, "Hi, Georgie!" I just expect him to laugh and ask for a Scooby snack afterwards. I'm just going to be honest with you. But I just, you know, I can overlook that. I thought it was a very good movie. If you haven't seen it, you might want to. Because the next one's coming out, like I said, next month. But, and I'll definitely do a review on that when that movie comes out as well. Now, in case you haven't seen the movie, let me break it down. Basically, it's a group of kids that don't really fit in. They get bullied. They're made fun of. They're just not the cool kids. And then, you know, one kid's black in a town at the time didn't accept black people. So you could tell there's some hatred towards him with, you know, especially with Bowers and stuff. And them dropping the N-bomb in the original, but not in this one. Which is kind of cool they didn't do that, but you can tell they're still racist. And, you know, Richie's dorky, you know, and then Eddie's mom's fucking crazy and stuff like that. So basically, it's just a bunch of kids that are misunderstood and having a hard time, you know, so they become friends, and, but they come across this clown that every, you know, once he comes out for every 27 years to feast on a child, and then he feasts off their fear and stuff, and he, like, so they find a way to feed him, and the way to and, you know, he does, you know, he took Georgie, you know, in the beginning, which that, like, literally just start right there. It's just the beginning of this movie. It's just like, it really sets the dark tone for this movie, and I just love it. Like, you know, the original, you could tell he was gonna get eaten, but just to show it in this new one was just so great. Like, I thought everything about it, the cinematography, The fucking acting, everything about this movie I thought was amazing. It's definitely a movie that I'll remember forever. You know, and I'm glad I got to experience it in theaters. That's why I'm definitely going to go see this, because it's such an experience to go see movies in theaters. I know people are like, oh, I'll just wait until it comes out on DVD. But, you know, I buy the DVDs too, as soon as they come out. But man, nothing beats going to see it in a theater. And if you haven't seen the first one in theater, definitely hurry up and rent it so you can watch it, buy it, whatever. You can get it cheap. It's, you know, they can get it for like 10, 13 bucks now. And definitely go see the second one in theaters. Like, definitely do it. The second one looks so intense. If you haven't seen the trailer, you know, with the trailer on that, though, the grandma kind of reminds me of, like, or the older lady reminds me of the grandma on The Visit, in a sense. But, yeah, going back to what I was talking about. So, they, a whole bunch, you know, Pennywise goes to each child in this movie and, you know, puts the fear into him, so I guess it's more of a better flavor for him. I know it sounds very weird to say, but otherwise, oh man, I do this a lot where I get tongue-tied, as you've noticed, but they all come together and they realize that if they show that they're stronger than him, that's how they defeat him. So, because the only way he wins is when they're scared, but if they're not scared, he can't win. And then they can control him, basically. And then they fuck him up. So I'm not, like, because I don't really want to get into so much of the story as just doing, like, an actual review rather than doing the synopsis, because if you haven't seen the movie, you need to. I mean, the original and the 2017 have very many similar concepts. A little different, though, you know. But overall, great movie. If you haven't checked it out, definitely go ahead and do so. I just recently purchased a mask. I pre-ordered a mask from Trick or Treat Studios, which I've gotten a few things from them. I've got the 2018 Michael Myers Halloween mask. It came from the movie molds. And now with this Pennywise mask that I bought, apparently it's sculpted by the guy that did the makeup for it. So I thought that was really cool. So, and the mask looks great. I got the $80 one rather than the $60 one because it comes with like real hair and it's just so great. And then I seen that Party City actually came out with the It Chapter 2 costume, which to me it kind of looks like when he did that stupid little dance, which is just funny to watch every time in the first one. It just looks like, because that fiery sense, like the, you know, orange, reddish colors, that's kind of how it looks, so I really got that. I don't know where that would be in It Chapter 2, because obviously I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to probably buy that one from PartyCity.com so I can make a life-size, you know, one. I got to get a mannequin and stuff, and I'm also going to do a 2018 Michael Myers, too. But yeah, that was my review, I guess. That this one's a little weird this time around, but I decided to do another episode just to get it out there. There's more to come. I'm going to be doing an interview here soon with some different people. You know, whether it be just from TV shows, from a band, things of that matter. I'm definitely going to be doing that soon, so be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, thank you for tuning in here to Dread of Terror. Again, I am Gorleone, and be on the lookout for more.